been 2 weeks since Governor Tony Evers announced he will not be seeking a third term in office, but so far, there have not been a major flood of candidates stepping up to replace him. It's Friday, August 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some Walworth County residents are fighting against plans for a new power plant in their community. And in our last installment of WPR's Wisconsin Road Trip series, we'll tag along with some ghost hunters. Stay with us.
Music with more.
I have a very clear memory of waking up in the morning to my mother singing "She Moved Through the Fair." And I think it just rooted itself in my brain and probably is part of what led me to the folk scene.
And my father won't slight you.
Join Sheila Shigley for Simply Folk, Sundays on WPR Music.
Weeks after Governor Tony Evers announced he will not be seeking a third term, so far there's been no flood of candidates seeking to replace him. Anya Van Wagendonk reports on why veteran strategists think the race is taking time to heat up.
After Evers said he'll retire from politics, just one Democrat officially launched her campaign, and another said he was taking steps to run. Two GOP candidates were already in the race. So far, no other Republicans have joined them. But the quiet start doesn't mean Wisconsinites should expect a slow race. According to veteran Republican campaign strategist Bill McCaution, there are plenty of conversations happening behind closed doors.
People are doing their homework and due diligence to make sure that they can, if they get in, they can mount a credible campaign with the right resources.
Plus, it's August. Strategists say most people would rather be enjoying summer than tuning into the news. So candidates have to be thoughtful about when their announcement will make a splash. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin schools would have to give parents more notice about the process for opting kids out of vaccines under a Republican proposal at the Wisconsin Capitol. State Representative Lindy Brill and State Senator Rachel Cabal Guevara began circulating a draft bill last month. They say some schools and daycares are not transparent about how parents can get exemptions from vaccines that would otherwise be mandatory. Dr. Ryan Westergaard of Wisconsin's Department of Health Services pushed back against that assertion. He says parents are notified about waivers when they're informed about the state's vaccine requirements.
We feel in public health that knowledge of the exemptions or the waivers is commonplace.
Westergaard reiterated that vaccines are a safe way to prevent often serious diseases. This debate comes as health officials announced that a measles outbreak is currently unfolding in Wisconsin's Oconto County. A Chicago-based developer is looking to build a natural gas power plant in Walworth County. As Joe Schultz reports, Invenergy has filed an application with state regulators to build it on the site of the recently completed Darien Solar Project.
Kelly Scott lives on a small 5-acre beef cattle farm in the town of Darien that's been in her husband's family for generations. She's worried a proposed natural gas plant in the town could cause negative environmental and health effects. She started an online petition opposing the project.
At this point, we're fighting for our kids and what's going to happen to them long term, and then what's going to happen to the other factors in our environment.
According to the developer, it would be a peaker plant. That means it would be primarily used to meet spikes in energy demand. Invenergy hopes to begin construction on the project sometime in 2026 and complete construction in early 2028. The project still needs regulatory approval. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is likely to see a record number of days with poor air quality due to smoke from Canadian wildfires this year. Danielle Kading has more.
Wisconsin has seen 22 days where wildfire smoke has prompted air quality alerts. That's one day shy of the record set back in 2010. Craig Czarnecki is the outreach coordinator for the Department of Natural Resources Air Management Program. While air quality has improved, Czarnecki says Canada is seeing its second worst wildfire season on record.
So unfortunately, that potential remains high for wildfire smoke impacts here in Wisconsin kind of throughout the rest of the summer.
More than 17 million acres have burned in Canada this year. Federal and state lawmakers have blamed Wisconsin's poor air quality on that nation's forest management practices. The Wisconsin State Climatology Office says Canada has been facing warmer and drier weather due to climate change, making wildfires more common. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, it's our last excursion on WPR's Summer Road Trip Series. Stay with us.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health
crisis. I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just under...
Join us every weekday.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Bridget Bowden with a story about a haunted asylum in Wisconsin. It's the final installment of WPR's Wisconsin Road Trip series, which features pit stops across the state to explore some of the people, places, and things that make Wisconsin summers special.
For more than 60 years, the Sheboygan Asylum housed hundreds of patients living with mental illness, developmental disabilities, and substance abuse disorders. The facility closed its doors in 2002, but for the past 6 years, the Fox Valley Ghost Hunters have been offering tours of its abandoned halls. WPR's Danielle Kading tagged along.
Just off a county road in rural Lima, a metal gate bars one entrance to the 275,000-square-foot Sheboygan Asylum. An electric fence ticks every few seconds, and a disembodied woman's voice warns would-be trespassers that they're being watched.
You are currently being recorded.
The security measures are meant to keep people out. But tour guide Anita Colhagen of Sheboygan is taking 10 souls inside for a closer look. She says she's experienced ghostly activity in the building.
My very first tour that I took here as a guest, we were up in the nurse's wing and we heard a lady just start singing and there was no one else in the building.
While the tours may give some a good scare, Colhagen says the reality of the facility wasn't something out of a horror movie. When it opened in 1940 as the Sheboygan County Hospital, its architect called it one of the finest in the region for treatment of psychiatric patients. Siblings Danielle and Josh Lobach made the trek from Milwaukee to check it out.
We've been talking about going to a haunted something forever, and we didn't realize we have things so close.
Josh says he's experienced ghosts before, and he's hoping to see something mind-blowing on the tour. But either way, he says he's intrigued by the building's history.
If I don't see anything at all, it's still going to be awesome.
All right, come on in.
One by one, people filter into the asylum. Soon after everyone signs in, Colhagen leads them downstairs into a dark maze of tunnels and pipes. As people turn on their flashlights, she warns to avoid pointing them at bats on the ceiling. At the end of the tunnels, the group steps into a boiler room where she says patients once worked.
Find a spot around, relax. We're going to set up some equipment.
Fellow ghost hunter Kaylee Gerke pulls out a mix of devices that are said to detect spirits through any fluctuations in the electromagnetic field. That includes a REM pod.
So when something breaks that plane and gets closer to it, the louder it's going to get.
That's the sound of the device calibrating, so no ghosts. But Jackson native Haley Losey says she's heard singing during previous tours of the facility.
I guess it's at first a little creepy, but then once you hear and hear things start to happen, it's like exciting. You just want to keep coming back.
Backtracking through the tunnels, the group pauses underneath the men's quarters. Colhagen pulls out a spirit box that scans radio frequencies and creates white noise. She says spirits can manipulate the sounds to communicate.
Can you tell me what city we're in?
Hartford.
That did sound like Hartford.
The ghostly voice got the city wrong, but Kohlhagen says this is one of the best spots in the facility to talk to spirits. On the very last leg of the tour, the group heads to the nurse's wing, where investigators say they've heard singing before. Kohlhagen played songs on her phone in the hopes that a spirit may hum along, but no such luck. So she asks whether the ghosts want the group to leave.
All right, ring the bell and we'll go somewhere else. Ready, go.
And for this group, that was the end of this search for the spirit world. Members took one last look through the rooms before filing out of the building into darkness. Daniel Lobach's advice to people touring the facility? Keep an open mind and try not to be too scared.
WPR's Danielle Kading brought us that story on the Fox Valley Ghost Hunters. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.
To see all the stops and plan your own road trip, you can find the series page at WPR.org/roadtrip. And of course, let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the weekend. Hot and humid across the state today, with high temperatures in the upper 80s to mid 90s. Mix of sunshine and clouds, a bit windy at times with gusts near 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy and still pretty humid and sticky overnight. Tomorrow, some thunderstorms start to roll in across the state, and they could be hanging around through Sunday as well. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis and Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.